currently in our society, our increased use of fossil fuels since the beginning of the Industrial Revolution has led to a change in our Earth, a change for the worse that has led to climate change, global warming, extinction of hundreds of species, and the deterioration of our planet. Many people in our society are ignorant and uninformed about fossil fuels and other forms of energy and how it affects the planet. The goal of this radio show for today is to talk to you guys about fossil fuels and other forms of energy to gain better understanding of the effects of energy on our planet Earth and to see what we could do to make the world a better place. So first up, we have Jonathan and Alex here to talk to you about what fossil fuels are like.
Fossil fuels are fuels formed by natural processes such as anaerobic decomposition of buried dead organisms. Fossil fuels contain high percentages of carbon, include coal, petroleum, and natural gas. As for environmental benefit, nothing really comes from it. Until scientists come out with technology that can produce energy at the same rate without affecting the environment, we are stuck with using fossil fuels. And I'm going to pass the mic over to Alex.
Hello, everyone. My name is Alex. I'm going to give a few pros and cons about fossil fuels. There's really four main points when people talk about the pros. Firstly, they claim that the technology required to harness energy is very well developed. But on the other hand, it's only so because that's the only type of energy we've been investing in. Secondly, they say though it's used in unsustainable ways, it's still available in copious amounts. However, we have to note that fossil fuels are a non-renewable source of energy. Therefore, we will run out of it soon. Thirdly, this is a very big one. It says they say that it's a relatively cheap source of energy, but that's only due to government subsidies. The past year, petroleum, natural gas, and coal combined received $4.2 billion, whereas solar receives just $1.3. What exactly are subsidies? It's basically using your taxpayer dollars to directly fund fossil fuel companies, provide tax breaks, provide lower interest loans, guaranteeing rates of return and price control, and not holding corporations responsible for health costs. Finally, they say fossil fuels create thousands of decent paying jobs, quote unquote. But the question is at what cost? Fossil fuel workers face adverse health effects such as coal mine dust lung disease, dust-related diffuse fibrosis, and chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. These are all very painful diseases that are progressive and fatal. Thank you.
Thanks, guys. That was super interesting. Next up, we have solar energy. So what is solar energy? Solar energy is a form of energy that utilizes the sun's sunlight and converts it into electricity. There are lots of benefits to using solar power over other forms of energy like fossil fuels. First, it is an inexhaustible source of energy, as the sun always comes up in the morning. It is also extremely versatile and convenient to use, as you could access solar power wherever there is sunlight. It is also pollution and noise free, making it a safe and clean form of energy. Solar energy is also the cleanest, most renewable resource available. No waste is produced, and solar panels can be reused. So how does solar power work? Solar power is produced through the use of solar panels that are made up of individual photovoltaic cells. As sunlight hits these cells, the light knocks electrons loose from their atoms, which is what creates energy, that can be converted into electricity. Solar panels can be put on top of houses, on spacecrafts, calculators, virtually anything that has access to sunlight.
Good afternoon. So I'll be talking about some cons of solar energy. So research shows that solar energy is very expensive. It actually comes close to the number of dollars that coal receives and subsidize. The technologies and batteries used in to store the energy created by panels is expensive as well. In addition, it is an intermittent energy source. This is due to the fact that it can only harness the sun's energy when the sun is out. I also discovered that production of the materials that are used for solar panels cause pollution and release harmful greenhouse gas emissions. Some of those gases are more damaging than carbon dioxide. Finally, solar panels require a large amount of space, which is an issue for those interested in installing them.
All right, thank you. Up next, we have wind energy.
Wind power is a lot like solar power, in that it is a renewable energy source. Wind power actually comes from the energy of the sun. The solar radiation unevenly heats the surface of the Earth. This movement of hot and cold air is what creates wind. Wind energy is great because it is in daily supply. Every day, the sun rises and the sun sets. It's always there. Whether it's a cloudy day or a sunny day, we can always look forward to a steady supply of wind energy both day and night. Wind energy can be extremely beneficial and helpful to the environment. Wind power as an alternative to burning fossil fuels is plentiful, renewable, widely distributed, clean, produces no greenhouse gas emissions during operation, consumes no water, and uses very little land. Wind energy is a free renewable resource, so no matter how much is used today, there will still be the same supply in the future. Wind energy is also a source of clean, non-polluting electricity. Unlike conventional power plants, wind plants emit no air pollutants or greenhouse gases. In 2012, more than 70,000 megawatts of global capacity were generated. A single megawatt is enough to power 250 homes. That's around 17 million homes throughout the entire world. Wind power also has great domestic potential. Residential wind turbines yield energy savings and protect homeowners from power outages. Wind energy works kind of like this. Wind power is the use of airflow through wind turbines to mechanically power generators for electricity. Wind turbines are available in a variety of sizes and therefore power ratings. The largest blades span more than the length of a football field on some wind turbines. A small home-sized one has rotators between 8 and 25 feet in diameter. Wind turbines can work much like windmills. They are used specifically to generate electricity. A wind turbine usually has fewer blades and is made up of lighter materials such as plastics, which allow the blades to turn more quickly and with less wind. The blades of the wind turbine capture the energy and send it down a shaft. This energy is then used and can be stored in batteries or sold to a local utility company. There are also some cons to wind production. The biggest drawback to wind power is that a person must live in a windy area to harness it. These areas tend to be rather flat or desert-like and do not often attract many people. Wind is also a fluctuating source of energy and is not suited to meet the baseload energy demand unless some form of energy storage is utilized, batteries, things like that. The manufacturing and installation of wind turbines requires heavy upfront investments both in commercial and residential applications. There are more negatives, but most of these have little or effect or big deal to the environment. Wind turbines can be a threat to wildlife, sometimes birds, bats, and some get hit by the spinning blades, but in comparison to birds flying into the side of a skyscraper, it's very minimal damage. Noise is regularly reported as a problem by neighboring homes. The major drawbacks of wind energy are high installation costs, change in wind speed, and it's not suitable for all areas. There are many positive outlooks for wind energy in the future. Wind energy could support more than 600,000 jobs in manufacturing, installation, maintenance, and supporting services by 2050. Wind power only accounts for about 2.5% of total worldwide electricity production right now, but is growing at a promising rate of 25% per year. The bottom line of wind power is the development of several massive wind farms, both on and offshore, is taking place. It will be interesting to see how far we've come 10 years from now. The United States aims to produce at least 20% of its electricity by wind power in 2030.
Thank you, Ryan. And lastly, we have Joe and Oliver talking about nuclear energy.
Hi, this is Oliver. I'm talking about the nuclear pros. Producing electricity through nuclear power is inexpensive. The cost of uranium, which is used as fuel for nuclear power plants, is low at around $59 per pound. Even though the expense of setting up nuclear power plants is moderately high, the expense of running them is quite low. Nuclear power produces much more energy than fossil fuels. The energy released by nuclear fission is approximately 10 million times greater than the amount of energy released by fossil fuel atoms. Nuclear energy is more reliable than solar and wind power. Solar and wind energy are dependent on weather conditions, but nuclear power plants do not have such constraints. They can run without disruptions in any climate conditions. The normal life of a nuclear reactor is anywhere from 40 to 60 years, depending on how often it's used. The most important benefit of nuclear power is that it produces fewer greenhouse emissions than fossil fuels. Nuclear power does not discharge gases like methane and carbon dioxide, which are primary greenhouse gases, the major greenhouse gases that harm the environment. The amount of greenhouse gases that have decreased by almost half because nuclear power ever since it's being built, even though there hasn't been many plants built because of the cost. It is one of the most significant power sources throughout the country. There have been many innovations to reduce the cost and improve the performance, but it's a slow process, but progress is being made. The supply is going to last much longer than fossil fuels. It's estimated that within the current rate of consumption of uranium, we have enough uranium for another 70 to 80 years, which will hopefully give us enough time to transition to more environmental friendly power sources.
Okay, and to just counter that a little bit, I outlined 6 points that show the negative effects of nuclear energy. The first one would be the environmental impact. Uranium has to be mined just like coal, which is unfortunately a very dirty process. The second part is the radioactive waste disposal. As a general rule, one nuclear power plant creates 20 metric tons of nuclear fuel per year. Now just do the math. If you jump through all the nuclear power plants on our planet, that comes up to 2,000 metric tons per year. And something has to be done with that. It has a half-life that lasts hundreds, if not thousands of years, so something has to be done. Another point is the possibility of accidents. A lot of us remember Chernobyl happened in about 30 years ago in the Ukraine. There was also the incident in Fukushima, Japan. And some of us of a certain age may remember the Three Mile Island accident in Pennsylvania. The casualties, except for the Ukraine incident, wasn't particularly high, but there's still a lot of serious environmental concerns. There's also the high cost. The uranium has to cool for a considerable length of time, and then certain infrastructures have to be in place just to get rid of it. It has to be encased in glass and concrete, and you need to find a mountain, someplace to bury it. Another thing, the supply of uranium is finite, just like coal, just like oil, or any other fuel. There's only a set amount. And the last point is it's just a hot target for terrorists and militants. There's very, very little security around nuclear power plants, and they're sitting there just waiting to be targeted.
All right. Thanks, everyone. Now that we know so much more about all these different forms of energy, which do you guys think is best? Do you think we could overcome the fossil fuel industry? With all this knowledge, we should be the voice in action that can help save our planet. So, America, I reach out to you. What can we do?